Now, it was before the feast of the Passover when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, and having loved his own who were in the world, he loved him to the end. It would be a night to remember. And as we are here tonight, I wonder if for us, maybe, it might also be a night to remember. I'm going to invite you to do some remembering tonight. I don't know where you've been in your life. I don't know what kinds of holy weeks you've observed over the years. But I'm guessing that if we try real hard, each and every one of us here tonight has a memory. Something that happened during a holy week. Something that happened that impacted you, that touched you. What you saw, what you heard, it stirred you. And it created one of those memories that get filed away in our brain and we never forget. I have a memory like that. It was a night to remember. It was Holy Week. It was this night. I was the chaplain conducting the service for the soldiers who wanted to attend a liturgical service. It was Holy Week, 2004. We were 50 miles north of Baghdad, in a place called LSA Anaconda. On the map now, you'll see it called Balad, part of the Sunni Triangle, if that means anything to you. The insurgency had erupted, and our base was receiving mortar fire almost every day. And the people who were shooting at us didn't care whether or not it was Holy Week. So I and the soldiers who were attending the service, we were gathered in an army tent. Somewhere in the middle of the service, and we happened to be singing a hymn. You know the hymn. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. An emblem of suffering and shame. But I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a life of world of lost sinners was slain. Yeah, we were in the middle of that when the mortars started to land. A tent is not really a good place to be in a moment like that. So as fast as we could, I don't think we completed that hymn. As fast as we could, we ran for cover. The funny thing, you know, the irony of the moment could not escape us. We were singing about a hill far away, where there was an old rugged cross. as in that moment. Men and women, we're being called upon to make their own sacrifice. You know, there's a saying, isn't there? All gave some, and some gave all. Yeah. And on this night, when the disciples were gathered with Jesus, how could they even begin to understand what they were going to be seeing in the few hours that would follow? What are they doing as they gather to remember the Passover? Luke tells us in his 22nd chapter of his gospel that they're arguing amongst themselves about who is the greatest. Who's the greatest? As our Lord is preparing to die, as our Lord is telling them, they're arguing about who's the greatest. Yeah. And so what does he do? Towel, a pitcher, a bowl, and some water. It was better than any words he could say. That bowl and that pitcher and that towel had been sitting in the room ever since they all got there, and it was there for a purpose. To wash the feet. Feet get dirty, especially if you got sandals on and you're walking a dusty road. They had come in from Bethany, just a few miles away, but their feet were dirty. And it sat there. And nobody reached for it. Now, if there had been a servant on the scene, in the army it'd be like a buck private. The lowest person on the totem pole would have been the person to get the pitcher and the bowl and the towel and wash everybody's feet. That would be the hospitable thing to do. But nobody did. Nobody did. Yeah. So the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords says, I'm going to give you an example of what I'm all about. He rose from supper, laid aside his outer garment, and taking a towel tied around the waist, he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. One by one by one, he goes to each and every one. He comes to Peter. Peter says, no, not my feet. Peter's proud, isn't he? He's a proud man. But Peter, if I don't wash your feet, Jesus says, what? You don't have a part of me. You're not a part of me. And that's what it's all about, being a part of me, Peter. Judas Iscariot was in the room. Jesus went and washed his feet too, didn't he? Yeah. Everybody in that room. And when he's all done, he says, do you know what I've done for you? Do you know what I've done for you? I've given you an example. I've given you an example of service. I've given you an example so that you do for each other what I've done for you. I saw another example of that once. was October. October of 2014, two helicopters had gone down in Afghanistan. About 15 soldiers were killed, and their bodies were brought home. And it was my job to be with the families at Dover when the dignified transfer took place. And it was about 10 o'clock at night. I had already had my time with the families, and we were then went to a large room. Over 50 people were in that room that night. And it was customary for a representative of the U.S. government to be there to speak to the families briefly before we all went to the flight line to witness the bodies coming off the plane. A hush fell over the room as the President of the United States walked in the room. He went to every single person in that room. Every single person. And he looked them in the eye. And he offered his personal condolences. Not a canned speech. Not something in front of the lights for everybody to see. Just one-on-one. And it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, the plane came in. We went out to the flight line. And there he stood with all the rest of us as those bodies were brought off one by one. It was 4 o'clock in the morning before that, by the time that got over. He got back on his helicopter and flew back to the White House. Why am I telling you that? Because, you know, sometimes we have experiences that make an impression upon us. Sometimes we get an experience, we get to witness service, humility, compassion. Well, you've got your memories too, I'm sure. And by the time Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday was over, those disciples had their own memories of what compassion and love and sacrifice is. Sacrifice, not only for them, but for you and me. A sacrifice. Jesus says to him, "Do you know what I've done for you? Do you understand? Do you and I understand?" We do, don't we? We understand. We know what he's done for us. And we are clean. Not because he washed our feet, because he's washed our soul by the blood of the Lamb poured out for us at Calvary. We're clean. We're clean. In the waters of our baptism, we're clean. We've been washed clean. And he's given us an example, hasn't he? To love one another as he's loved us. And we fall short, don't we? Oh, we want to do that. We want to love the way he's loved. And we have good intentions and we fall short. At least I do. I can't speak for you. I sometimes blurt out things, words that I wish I'd never said. And then I regret. I feel so stupid. Yeah, we have memories, don't we? Those are some of the memories too, aren't they? Mistakes that we've made. times when we fail to serve, times when we've got caught up with ourselves. But thank God, we're clean. Every memory that would accuse us, every feeling of guilt and shame that would make us want to hide our face, he took it all to the cross. He took it all to the cross. And we're clean. We're clean. So that we can get up and follow in his footsteps. Yeah, we wash each other's feet. We wash each other's feet now. Sure we do. Maybe it's around a beer. And somebody needs a word of encouragement. And we offer that word of encouragement. We're washing each other's feet. Yeah. When we need forgiveness and we forgive one another, we're washing each other's feet. It's not hard. It's not difficult. What the Lord's asking us to do, well, yes, it is. It's not what we naturally want to do. It doesn't come to us by nature, but it comes to us because of his nature at work in us. Simple things, practical things, ordinary things, picking up the garbage, cleaning the toilets, whatever it is, doing it for each other. Most of all, because it's the way we follow in his steps, loving one another. Because he's first loved us. Yeah, it was a night to remember for those disciples. And they'd have some more days and nights with memories that they would hold the rest of their lives. And here we are with our own memories, huh? And thank God, here we are. People who have been made clean by the blood of the Lamb. With memories. Life together can get so messy. It can get messy. I don't have to tell you that. But here we are, practicing and following in his footsteps, loving one another as best as we can. Following his command. By this, all people will know you're my disciples if you have love for one another. Amen.